grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. As you well know, report cards are an integral part of seminary education. And as you can well imagine, most professors do not enjoy figuring out grades and getting them into the registrar's office on time. In fact, it's really one of the worst parts of the job. Tedious, boring, time-consuming, but we know that we have to do it. Students expect it. We know it's got to be done because students need to know how well they're doing. Maybe there's another way, but at least this is one way to give students some sort of feedback, to indicate to a student how much of the subject matter he's mastered or how proficient he's become in the skills. So at the end of every quarter, over to Jerome, and you'll find professors marking tests, grading papers, and computing grades to let the students know where they stand. But how about the professors? Who tells them how they're doing? How do they know whether they're doing the job or not? Well, you know that there are these course evaluations sometimes. The student who's just finished a class can give a little bit of feedback to the professor, and that's fine. And then too, occasionally an administrator will react to a syllabus or sit in on a class, and he'll give some commentary about how the professor's doing, and that's fine too. Professors can use this information to maybe improve what they're doing in the classroom. But the real report card for the seminary faculty is not anything that takes place here on campus. It's not anything that goes on while students are here. It's not any kind of written report or document. It's actually our graduates themselves. The work that they are doing, that's the report card for the faculty. We know, and the entire Missouri Synod knows, whether we're doing our jobs here at the seminary or not by how our graduates turn out. In other words, you students, when you leave here, you become our report card. As pastors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, you'll show everybody just what it is that you learned at the seminary. Just as the Corinthians in this morning's scripture reading, where Paul's letter of recommendation, so the seminary graduates tell the people everything that they need to know about the faculty that has trained them. But now, what grading system do we use in evaluating our work on the basis of our graduates? Well, that's easy. It's pass-fail. Let me explain. Occasionally we get a chance to talk to our graduates about how their work is going. And sometimes they're all excited about it. Maybe their church is growing, they've got a building project, maybe all kinds of non-Christians, non-Lutherans are coming into their church, and that's great. But other times, graduates will tell us about all of their problems. People problems, usually. Oh, sometimes there's not enough money. Sometimes there's not enough activity. And sometimes they'll even tell us about how their members are mean-spirited, critical. But you know, in neither scenario do we base our grade on some kind of outward success in the ministry. No, that's practically irrelevant. However much we want our graduates to go out and to reach as many people as possible, we don't base our report upon the kind of worldly success that they might be having. What's most important to us is whether our graduates are faithful ministers of the New Testament, faithful preachers of the gospel. If they are, then God be praised. Our work at the Sem has borne good fruit. But if they aren't, well, then it doesn't really matter how big their churches or how popular they are. From our point of view, we have failed. Our time, our work with them has been an entire waste. Now maybe you're thinking, well, that sounds like it's not only a simple, but actually a pretty easy grading system. Just one criterion: faithful preaching of the gospel. And how many graduates of Concordia Theological Seminary are going to get that wrong? Well, not many, I hope. But you know, there is always the temptation to add to the gospel or even to replace the gospel by something else. For being faithful in the ministry does not always lead to being successful in the world. It doesn't necessarily mean that you'll have a large church or that you'll get a big salary. In fact, in the face of the challenges and the problems that one experiences in the ministry, pastors are always being tempted not to resort to the gospel, but to the law. Now, as Paul reminds us in our scripture for this morning, the giving of the law through Moses in the Old Testament was glorious. And more than one pastor today has found that it is still glorious to give the law to people. Now, sometimes it happens that pastors just get angry at their congregation. They see all of the faults and all of the flaws, and so Sunday after Sunday, they let their people have it right between the eyes. You sinners, you're going to hell. That's the message they leave with their people. Now, other times, pastors find that their members like to hear it when they use the law to indict sinners who aren't there in the congregation. They like to go after maybe members of heterodox churches, or maybe those notorious sinners of our time, like the abortionists and the homosexuals. Well, when that happens, everybody can leave church, just like the Pharisee in the parable, thanking God that they're not like those other sinners. Thanking God that the law doesn't really apply to them. And still other times, pastors try to use the law more positively by preaching to their members about how to live good Christian lives, how to be good parents, good workers, good citizens. And that way, people can leave church with something to do each week. All of this law preaching can be very well intentioned. It probably is. But it is not the gospel. And no matter how well it goes over with people, it is not why God has established the ministry. For he wants to save people through the forgiveness of sins in Jesus, not beat them down or puff them up with the law. For in either case, the law only brings death. Glorious it might be to preach that law, but its results in the lives of its hearers are not all that glorious. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that the law must be preached. After all, just think of how much law Jesus actually taught as well as lived it. But the ministry of Jesus was not to convict people of their sins and then to leave them there. Think again. Jesus came to give his life a ransom for many. He came to shed his blood for the remission of sins. He came to proclaim, "Thy sins be forgiven thee," to a world of sinners. And that's why God has established the ministry, to carry on the word and the work of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins until the end of time. Now, in order to remain faithful to this ministry, What pastors need to remember is how important the gospel ministry is to them personally. They too need the forgiveness of sins each and every day. And I'm convinced that one of the reasons that Paul was so emphatic upon his defense of the gospel ministry in the face of all of its legalistic detractors, well, I'm convinced that was because Paul experienced that gospel personally and intensely. Chief of sinners, he called himself. But he also knew that Jesus Christ had died for his sin, and that he was reconciled to God through Jesus, that God was a loving father to him, Paul, solely on account of what Jesus had done for him. But what was true of Paul is true for each and every one of us. We too must live by the gospel, by the saving work of Jesus. Clothed in the righteousness of Jesus, nourished by the body and blood of Jesus, sustained by the promises of Jesus, of forgiveness, life, and resurrection. Well, that's how we can face our challenges. That's how we can sustain defeat. And that's ultimately the only way in which we can overcome our foes. On our own, with only the law, all is darkness and death. So, you men eventually leave Concordia Theological Seminary and undertake the ministry. I hope you'll think fondly of this place. And I hope that you'll remember everything that we ever taught you. But most of all, I hope that you'll give us, your faculty, your seminary, a passing grade by being faithful ministers. Faithful ministers not of the law, but of the gospel. Amen. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds through Christ.